Hi, and welcome to podcast number 13 with Blue Lotus Yoga and me, Jill Amerson. So today's practice is really combining two requests that I've had. So the first request was to do something that might help to strengthen and also relieve tension and pain in the lower back. And the second request is to do something that I've done quite a lot in class, is kind of mini yoga nidras. So just a longer guided relaxation. So I hope you enjoy. Thanks for listening. Namaste. So welcome to today's practice. We're going to start by lowering ourselves gently onto our backs. So if you'd like to start with your knees bent, sitting on the floor, and then just gently curl your spine back onto the earth so that you can lie down softly and take a few moments to get comfortable. So depending on how your lower back is feeling today, you can decide to stretch out your legs, or if there is any resistance or pulling into the lower back, then please bend your knees. So your knees are bent, feet a little wider than hips distance apart, and then you're dropping your inner knees towards each other so that they touch. That way the sacral area can spread and the whole of the spine can rest gently into the support of the earth. If bent knees isn't working for you, then you can always try stretching your legs away again, keeping the heels a little wider than hips width with your toes rolling out, or feel free to lie on your side in a recovery-like position if that's better for your back. So you're going to take your arms away from the sides of your body if you're lying on your back. Roll your palms up to the sky. Find a good position for the head to rest into. You might choose to have a little pillow of support behind the back of the head. Try to find a way of allowing your forehead to become a little higher than your chin, so the whole spine is able to lengthen right from your tailbone through the lower, mid and upper back, along the back of the neck, the back of the head resting comfortably. Close your eyes. Part your lips and teeth and begin just to settle and move towards stillness. We're going to begin our practice today by taking a few moments here, becoming a witness to the breath, checking in with how we're feeling on the physical level, in the pranic body, and in the emotional body too. So just beginning to tune in. Tune in to the quality of your breath as you're breathing in and out of your nose, noticing how the breath is feeling right now. Is it a little raspy, ragged, jittery? Or is it smooth and even, full? Long inhales and long exhales. There's no need to change what's happening right now. Just observe. Just witness. Notice the epicenter of the breath. Where is the breath most dominant? Where can you feel the breath filling in the physical body? Do you feel it predominantly in your belly, in your ribs, in your chest, or in your throat? Watch and witness your natural breath. Let it be just as it is. Don't try to shape or shift its natural rhythm. Just let it flow. Allow the breath to travel quietly out of your body till it comes to the natural end of its journey. Surrender it. There's no force, just let it go. And as you exhale, feel your body moving into the support beneath it. Feel the subtle rise of the body as the breath moves in and out. The inhale replenishing vitality and bringing healing to the body. The exhale taking away anything that no longer serves you. Any anxiety, any pain, any grasping, holding, just let them go. Simply breathe, surrender, and release. Taking a few more deep, full inhales and exhales. Not being in a rush to breathe in again, you might notice that subtle pause at the top of the in-breath before you breathe out. And that subtle pause once again at the end of the out-breath before you breathe in. Beginning to slightly deepen the breath now. As you're inhaling, feeling the belly, the ribs, the chest expanding and rising. As you're exhaling, the chest, the ribs and the belly releasing. Begin to slightly roll the head a little from side to side. And begin to gently circle into your wrists. If your legs are stretched out, circling the ankles. If your knees are bent, circling one ankle at a time. Circling the wrists and ankles, and a couple of times in the opposite direction. And then I'd love for you just to gently guide your knees towards your chest. Hug them in. And you're going to slowly begin to rotate the knees in small circles. So as you're rotating the knees together in the same direction, using your hands on your knees, you're beginning to massage and loosen the lumbar and sacral areas in the spine. Circling gently, slowly, smoothly, and now beginning to change the direction. As well as loosening and massaging, of course, we're just beginning to connect with our abdominal muscles, beginning to develop strength around our core, to those postural muscles that do such a good job of supporting our lower back. Coming to a steady space now, keeping the knees hugged in towards the chest. Begin to gently rock over to one side. Doesn't matter which way you go. Just allow the neck to roll with the spine, but you're just rolling towards your edge. You're not rolling all the way over. So just go to that point where you know if you go a little further, you're going to topple all the way over onto that side. Find the edge. Stay there. Breathe steadily. And as you inhale, draw yourself back to center. Try not to use your elbow to bounce back, but draw your abdominal muscles in and move from the strength of your core. As you exhale, roll towards the opposite side. Once again, finding your edge, taking it just as far over as feels good for you, letting the head relax into the movement so you're not holding back with the neck. Draw the abdominal muscles in, and as you inhale, come back to center, not using that elbow if you can resist it. Let's try again to the other side, exhaling, slowly rolling back to the first side, holding it there, breathing regularly, knowing you're just on that edge, taking an in-breath, drawing back to center slowly. As you exhale, roll it out onto the opposite side for a second time. holding it there, breathing right on your edge. And then hugging in tight as you inhale, draw back to your centre. And then gently placing the soles of your feet down onto the floor, taking your arms alongside the hips, palms rolling up again. So bringing your awareness to your sacral bone. It's a kind of triangular piece of bone right at the bottom of the fifth lumbar and wedged between the pelvic bones on either side. So the tip of your sacrum is just above your anal region. And we're going to visualize the sacrum as the dial of a clock. So the sacral point is like the 12 o'clock position on the top of a clock. And the sacral point towards the anal region is like the 6 o'clock position. So up towards the back is 12 o'clock. Down towards the anal region is the 6 o'clock position. Stepping your feet and knees hips distance apart now, can you just gently begin to press the 6 o'clock position towards the ground? So as you do that, you might feel a subtle arcing in the lumbar. And let's gently press the 12 o'clock position now. So the top of the sacrum pressing down, you may feel that the spine lengthens a little and your tailbone begins to curl up towards your pubic bone. Once again, let's take this subtle shift into the pelvis. So gently beginning to press the 6 o'clock position down to the ground, a subtle rocking action through the pelvis. And then pressing the 12 o'clock position down to the ground, rocking gently in the opposite direction. We're going to add one more movement. We've already got 12 and 6 o'clock on our dial. So we're going to bring 3 o'clock position to our left side and right o'clock position to the right side of our sacral area. See if you can press down the 3 o'clock position, the left point, very slightly down. You're not twisting your spine completely, just a gentle shifting of focus on weight and onto the left side of your sacral area. Now try it on the right side, moving towards 9 o'clock, almost like a seesaw. So you're just tipping the scale slightly from side to side. Your feet are on the ground, you're not taking them up. Let's move back to 3 o'clock to the left. And 9 o'clock to the right. And 3 o'clock. And 9 o'clock. And let's move up to 12 o'clock. And 6 o'clock. 12 o'clock. And 6 o'clock. Tipping to the left to 3 o'clock. And 9 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 9 o'clock, back to 12 o'clock, the top point of the sacral area, down to 6 o'clock, to 12 o'clock, to 6 o'clock, and back to 12 o'clock, listen carefully, to 3 o'clock to the left, to 6 o'clock, up to 9 o'clock, to 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and back to 12. Let's reverse to the right side, 9 o'clock, to 6 o'clock, to 3 o'clock, to 12 o'clock, to 9 o'clock, 6, 3, back to 12. See now if you can find an even balance between those four points on your pelvic clock. Allow yourself just to settle into that space evenness along the pelvis, the sacral area. And you're going to keep your left knee bent now, and you're going to hug your right knee into your chest. Curl the head up as though you're going to kiss the right knee. And then allow your shoulders and back of your head to rest back down onto the earth. And you're going to extend that right leg up to the sky. Now you can use a strap if you have one handy. You can hold on to the back of the thigh, or you can take the arms away and just place them alongside the hips. You can keep the left knee bent, particularly if you've got any pain in your lower back, or you can stretch that left leg out. But either way, with the leg stretched out, you're pointing the left toes and the right toes back towards your face. Inhale and radiate through the four corners of your right foot up to the sky. And as you exhale, gently lower the right leg, keeping it as straight as possible. So try not to bend your knee. And lower the leg as low down to the floor as feels good for you. Let it hover. Don't let it quite touch if you're going that low. As you inhale, raise the leg just as high as you can with. You don't want to be feeling any pain, any pulling in the lower back. And as you exhale, lowering the heel back towards the floor again. Inhale, leg rises. Exhaling, leg lowers. Inhaling, leg rises. And let's hug the right knee back into the chest. Place the foot on the floor. And we're going to do the same with the left side, so let's hug in left knee. Holding on or letting the leg freely float up towards the sky, keeping your right knee bent or extending the right leg away. But remembering to point both sets of toes back towards your face. Let's hug the left knee into the chest. And slowly curl on up, so you're going to kiss the knee. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, let the head and shoulders rest back onto the earth. Extend the left leg up to the sky. As you inhale, stretch. And as you exhale, release the heel towards the floor, keeping that leg lovely and straight if you can. Inhaling, raise the leg. Exhale and lower. Inhale and raise. Exhale and lower. Once more. And exhale smoothly. Inhale, raise the leg nice and high. And as you exhale, hug it back into your chest. And I'd love for you now to slowly extend both legs ahead of you towards the front edge of your mat. Keep your head and shoulders on the floor, but take your arms as though you're going to reach towards your toes. So you're lifting the arms just in front of the chest slightly, kind of Herman Munster kind of style arms, reaching your fingers towards your toes. Point your toes back towards your face. Take an in-breath, and on the exhale, lift the head and shoulders with the chin slightly tucked towards your chest. Keep the fingers reaching towards your toes and just breathe. We're going to stay here for three full breaths. So we've probably done at least one. Take another full in-breath. Breathe it out smoothly. One more. Inhale. And exhale. Take an in-breath. And on the exhale, lower head and shoulders back down to the earth. We're going to do that again. If you did feel any tugging sensation around your lower back, feel free to bend your knees for this one. You can do exactly the same, just reaching fingers towards the outer thighs. Or you can always pop a bolster or a rolled up blanket underneath the backs of the knees if it's too intense on your back. So we're going to begin our second cycle of three. So take an in-breath As you exhale, curl up, chin tucked to chest. Staying here, raised up and breathing for 3 full, flowing, smooth breaths. Breathing in. Exhaling completely, that third breath flows out. Take an in-breath and on the exhale, lower head and shoulders. Breathing gently. We're going to take one more cycle. So breathing in. Exhale, rising up. Keep the chin tucked. 3 full breaths. Take an in-breath. As you exhale, lower all the way down with the head and shoulders. Let your arms relax. We're going to roll over now, all the way over onto your belly. You can either keep your chin on the floor, your arms by your sides with palms facing down, so the palms are going to be somewhere level with your hips or upper thighs. Or you can bring your arms forward, stack your palms one on top of the other, and rest your forehead on stacked palms. Either or is good. Stretch out your legs behind you, point your toes to the top of your mat. Keep your feet hips distance apart. Press your pubic bone down into the floor. Anchor the front of the pelvis, the bobbly bits on the front of your hip are pressing. They're not going to lift. As we begin to do alternate leg lifts, extend through your right toes, really get some length along your right leg. And then as you inhale, just the right leg lifts. Keep the front of your pelvis and the pubic bone pressing down. Exhale, lower the leg. Inhale, raise, keeping the leg nice and straight, reach through the toes. Exhale and lower. Inhale, leg rises. Exhale and lower. Inhale and exhale. Last one. Inhale. Spread out the sole of your right foot as the leg straightly rises. As you exhale, lower it down. Letting the right leg settle, bringing awareness to your left leg, ensuring your pubic bone is still anchored, the front of your pelvis is pressing. Reach back and lengthen through your left toes. Take an in-breath and lift the leg without twisting the pelvis or lifting the front of the pelvis away from the floor. Exhale, lower it down. Inhale, let it rise. Exhale, lower the left leg. Inhale and exhale. Inhale, rise. Exhale, lower. Inhale, rising, spread the left toes. Exhale and lower. Well done. Lower all the way over now onto your right side into a fetal position. Extend your arms out, both arms, so that you're lying on your right cheek, right shoulder. The back of your right arm is pressing down onto the floor and your left arm is on top of your right. Your palms on top of each other, fingers pointing forwards like a tip of an arrow, and your arms are up at shoulder height. As you inhale, begin to gently lift your left arm up towards the sky and continue opening your left arm and left shoulder towards your left. So you're opening into a gentle spinal twist. Only open as far as feels good. Keep that right shoulder anchored. Keep the hips and legs down too. So it doesn't matter if the left arm doesn't connect with the left side of your mat. Just enjoy opening the heart. Exhaling, bringing that left palm back to join the right. Let's try that again. As you inhale, the left arm is rising. You're opening your heart to the sky. Let your head roll too, if that's more appropriate for your neck. As you exhale, left palm rejoins the right. Inhale, opening out to your left. Exhale, bringing the palm back. Let's slowly roll to the other side. So we're rolling to a fetal position, lying on our left side. Left cheek, left side of the head is down. Both arms are extending, right palm over the top of left as the fingers point forwards like an arrow and the arms are up at shoulder height. As you inhale, right arm reaches up to the sky and back behind you towards the right side of your mat. Exhaling, bringing it back. Inhale, letting the right arm travel up and back just as far as feels good. And as you exhale, bringing the palms back. Inhaling. And exhaling, bringing back to center. From here, I'd love for you to roll yourself over and up to a kneeling position. And from this kneeling position, we're going to keep our big toes connected. Widen our knees wider apart than hips distance and begin to fold forwards into Balasana, into child's pose. Feel free to support the head either with stacked fists, stacked palms, or you can even rest your elbows on the floor and cup your heels of your hands underneath your chin so you're slightly more elevated, particularly if you're feeling this big stretch into your lower back. If you don't need the support of your hands and arms, then reach your fingers back towards your heels and let your shoulders just round and relax. You're breathing gently and evenly here. Breathing in and out through the nose and allowing the whole of your spine to extend and broaden at the same time. With each inhalation, the crown is extending away from the tail. With each exhalation, the tail is releasing towards your heels. One more full breath here. And then slowly rolling yourself all the way up. Take your time, there's no rush. And then bringing yourself over onto your back once again. So bend your knees and let your spine cool down to connect with the earth. Make yourself comfortable with bent knees or straight legs. You might consider popping a blanket or a bolster underneath behind the knees. If the legs are stretched out wider than hips width, let the toes roll out to the edges of your mat. If you're keeping your knees bent, take your feet wider than hips distance apart with knees bent and drop the inner knees in to touch to allow your sacral area to release. Taking the arms away from the sides of the body, rolling the palms up to the sky, drawing the shoulders down into the back, letting your collarbones spread as the heart lifts. Lengthening your neck by slightly tilting your chin towards your chest. Feel free to use a little pillow to ensure the forehead is higher than the chin. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath, and as you breathe out, feel any anxiety, any apprehension, any worries. Let them just flow out of you. So we're just going to practice now. Yoga Nidra, developing a feeling of relaxation in the whole body. It's not necessary to move around or deliberately try to relax, but just simply develop the feeling, the sensation of relaxation. It's just like the feeling you have just before you go to sleep. Allow yourself to settle, allow yourself to get steady and still. And we're going to begin the practice of rotation of consciousness initially. We're going to work our way around the body. I'm going to bring your awareness to the different parts of the body. And we're going to swiftly move from part to part. I'd love for you to repeat the body part in your mind and also bring your awareness to that space in the body. Keep yourself alert, but don't concentrate too intensely. Bring awareness to your right hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, the palm of the hand, the back of the hand, the wrist, the lower arm, the elbow, the upper arm, the shoulder, the armpit, the right waist, the right hip, the right thigh, the kneecap, the calf muscle, the ankle, the heel, the sole of the right foot, top of the foot, the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Become aware of the left hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, the wrist, the lower arm, the elbow, the upper arm, the shoulder, the armpit, the left waist, left hip, left thigh, kneecap, the calf, the ankle, the heel, the sole of the left foot, the top of the foot, the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Now to the back body. Become aware of the right shoulder blade, the left shoulder blade, the right buttock, the left buttock, the spine, the whole of the back together, the whole of the back together, the whole of the back together. Now move your awareness to the top of the head, top of the head, forehead, both sides of the head, the right eyebrow, the left eyebrow, the space between the eyebrows, the right eyelid, the left eyelid, the right eye, the left eye, the right ear, the left ear, the right cheek, the left cheek, the nose, the tip of the nose, the upper lip, the lower lip, the chin, the throat, the right chest, the left chest, the middle of the chest, the navel, the abdomen. Bring your awareness to the whole of the right leg, the whole of the left leg, both legs together, the whole of the right arm, the whole of the left arm, both arms together, the whole of the back, buttocks, spine, shoulder blade, the whole of the front, abdomen, chest, the whole of the back and front together, the whole of the head, the whole of the body together, the whole of the body together, the whole of the body together. Be aware of your whole body lying on the floor. Your whole body lying in perfect stillness on the floor. See yourself in your mind's eye, your body lying perfectly still against the earth. Become aware of your breath. Feel the flow of the breath in and out of the nasal passages. Don't force, don't change the rhythm. The breathing is natural. There's no effort at all. Maintain awareness of your breath. As you're breathing now, begin to start counting your breaths backwards from 27 to number 1. Like this. 27, breathing in. 27, breathing out. 26, breathing in. 26, breathing out. 25, breathing in, 25, breathing out. Say the words and numbers mentally to yourself as you count your breaths. If you lose track or make a mistake, go back to 27 and start again. With total awareness, maintain the count. Keep on with the practice, counting the breath. From 27 back to number 1. Stop your counting now and begin to feel your body getting heavier and heavier. Your body is as heavy as lead. You cannot move it. Experience the feeling of heaviness in the body. The whole body becoming heavy, heavy body. Now begin to feel that your body is becoming light. Your body is becoming lighter and lighter, as light as a feather. So light your body is floating away from the floor. Experience this lightness in the body. Now begin to feel cold, as if you're lying in the snow on a winter's day. The whole body is becoming colder and colder, the cold moving into your very bones. Experience this cold. Accept it. Experience it. Now begin to feel your body becoming warmer. Feel the body heating up as though you're sitting outside on a very warm summer's day. The sun heating your skin, warming your body, the whole body from the outside and the inside becoming warmer and warmer, the body experiencing heat. Accept it, experience the heat. And now recall a period in your life of deep sadness. Have a feeling of sadness. Feel how your body responds. Feel how your breath responds to the sadness. And allow that feeling of sadness to subside. Recall now a joyful time, a happy time in your life. See yourself being bathed in that happiness. Feel a complete feeling of total joy through the whole body. Let this joy fill you up. Joy and contentment. Allow it to fill you. Allow it to shine out of you. Allow it to heal you. Take your awareness to your heart space. Visualize a bright light burning there. See this flame burning steadily in your heart space. As you see the flame, see it spreading, glowing brighter, becoming warm, golden healing light filling the heart space. Allow it to spread. Allow that healing light to spread into the whole of your body, up into the head, down through the arms to the fingers, through the whole of the torso, down through the legs to the toes. The whole body being bathed in healing light. The whole body bathed in healing light. The whole body bathed in healing light. Relax your efforts now. Become aware of the natural breath. Aware of the whole body, your body lying totally relaxed against the earth. You're breathing quietly and slowly. Feel your back body connecting with the earth beneath you. And taking a smooth breath in. And as you exhale, exhale Om mentally to yourself. Inhaling. Inhaling. Become aware of your body lying on the floor. Visualize the room around you in your mind's eye. Lie quietly, keep your eyes closed. Notice how you feel. Observe any shifts in the physical body, in the mental body, in the pranic body, the breath body. Observe and witness. And when you feel ready to, begin to start moving, gently stretching, sighing or yawning. Take your time, there's no rush. When you're feeling as though you're back in this space and awake again, sit up slowly. Bring your hands in front of your heart. Practice is now complete. Let's take a moment to bow forwards, sending our praise, thanks, and gratitude out into the universe. And may the light in me honor and bless the light in you. Namaste.